Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Holy Prophet ﷺ gave the hukum to celebrate Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha 1 year after the Muslims migrated to Medina al-Munawwara. It is narrated by Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu that on one occasion, when the Holy Prophet ﷺ stepped foot in the city of Medina, he found that the people of Medina were engaged in some sort of festivity and celebration with games and feasts. And so the Holy Prophet ﷺ asked Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, what are these 2 days that the people are celebrating? And Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu replied that these are the 2 Eids, the 2 days of festivals and celebrations, a day where we used to play games in the pre-Islamic days, in the days of Jahiliyyah. And so upon this, the Holy Prophet ﷺ replied, قَدْ أَبْدَلَكُمُ اللَّهَ بِهِمَا خَيْرًا مِنْهُمَا يَوْمَ الْأَضْحَى وَيَوْمَ الْفِطْرِ. That verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has replaced these 2 days with 2 better days, Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr, the day of sacrifice and the day of the breaking of the fast. Eid al-Fitr is meant to be a day of great celebration. We celebrate our 30-day spiritual cleanse. We celebrate the revelation of the Holy Quran. We celebrate the freedom of all those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees from the fire of hell. We celebrate our days spent in worship and seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. So it is a day of happiness and joy, and a day to mark a new beginning for many of us, to continue our year with spirituality and purity. And once Ramadan comes to an end, it is wajib upon every Muslim man and woman to give zakat al-fitr to the poor and needy. And we give charity at this particular moment so that the poor and needy may also enjoy the festivities of Eid, and so that we purify our wealth and we purify our celebrations, our actions from all evil. So concerning the days of Eid, there are some key recommended practices of the Holy Prophet ﷺ that we should be aware of and that we should perform on the day of Eid, so our days are spent in the most beautiful manner and in a way that fulfills the sunnah of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and the companions radiallahu anhu. Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu offers an extensive list of recommended practices for the day of Eid al-Fitr. To begin, it is recommended to be awake at the earliest time of the day so that we are in a state of freshness and liveliness, ready to begin the day with worship. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reports that the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to perform ghusl on the day of Eid al-Fitr and on the day of Eid al-Adha. So it is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet ﷺ to begin the days of Eid by performing ghusl, which is the major bath of purification. It is also sunnah to brush one's teeth, siwak. It is also the sunnah to use perfume and to wear the best clothes that one has on the days of Eid. And this is because it is reported that the Holy Prophet ﷺ would wear his best cloaks, and scholars even narrate that the Prophet ﷺ would often wear a beautiful Yemeni cloak and he would use perfume on the day of Eid. So this is a beautiful sunnah, that on the day of Eid we adorn ourselves in a respectable manner, and of course according to our capacity, because again it is a sign of our joy, it is a sign of our happiness, which the day of Eid truly is. Next, before heading to the mosque, it is recommended to eat an odd number of dates, or anything sweet in that case. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not depart for the Eid prayer until he ate some dates, and he would eat them in odd numbers. That is why, in many cultures around the world, a sweet dish or even just dates are prepared either the night before or the morning of Eid, so that the family has something to eat just before heading out for the Eid prayer. So it's not simply a cultural tradition that we do this. In fact, we should remember that eating something sweet on Eid morning is in fact a sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should remember this whilst we engage in these sorts of acts. Next, when proceeding towards the Eid prayer, it is recommended that we walk to the area or to the masjid where the prayer will commence on foot. And of course, this is really only applicable for those who are able to walk to the masjid by foot. And during our journey towards the Eid prayer, it is also the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to utter the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And this translates to, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. There is no God but Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. And to Allah belongs all praise. Next, it is recommended to arrive early at the place of worship or wherever the Eid prayer will take place, so that we can acquire the maximum rewards and benefits. Like, for example, the rewards of praying in Jama'ah, and arriving early to the Eid prayer would ensure that we secure our place in the first row. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, Allah Almighty and the angels send blessings upon the first row. لَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا فِي الصَّفِّ الْمُقَدَّمِ لَكَانَتْ قُرْعًا. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that if they were to know what excellence lies in the first rows, the people would have been drawing lots to see who could fill up the first row. So praying in the first row of the Jama'ah is truly a privilege and a blessing, and especially on the day of Eid, where the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are anyways immense. Next, before the prayer begins, it is highly recommended that we pay zakatul fitr, which is an amount that is recommended to be paid before the Eid prayer begins. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam urged the Muslims to pay zakat al-fitr, tahratan lis-sa'im min al-laghwi wal-rafathi wat-ta'amatan lil-masakin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoins the giving of charity so that it purifies us from any indecent act or speech, and for the purpose of providing food for the needy. And it has been reported that some of the Sahaba, such as Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, they would often give zakat al-fitr at least 2 or 3 days before Eid al-Fitr. So giving charity at the earliest point before the day of Eid begins is to ensure that everyone, including the poor and needy, are able to enjoy themselves on the day of Eid, that they also have a sufficient amount to celebrate and adorn themselves with, and that they also eat well on this auspicious day. After the Eid prayer is performed, it is recommended that when we leave the prayer area or the masjid to go back to our homes, that we leave from a different route than the one that we took whilst coming towards the mosque or the prayer area. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would often set off for the Eid prayer on one road, and it is narrated that he would return by another. And one reason for taking 2 separate routes to and from the Eid prayer is so that both roads or routes will bear witness on the Day of Judgment, a day where we will surely need as many witnesses possible to intercede on our behalf. And finally, it is recommended for one to exhibit and display happiness and joy in gratitude of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, and that by showing this joy, it may also give a positive effect and impact on all those around us. From the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we learn that we should approach Eid al-Fitr with great joy and excitement, and we should try our best to meet with our family and our friends, and to offer as much charity and sadaqah in the form of feeding the poor, or even just inviting people that you know who are without families this Ramadan to your homes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.